Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
In a long, long time. 132.6 passer rating for Stafford, 320 yards.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen, not to quite be outdone, ran for 82. He is like a college or like a one player in high school. 10 for 82 rushing with three touchdowns for Josh Allen and another 22 for 37, 342. One of the greatest games in terms of passing and rushing yards combined, I think, all time. He threw for three, ran for three, and it wasn't enough against the Rams. I'm glad the Packers don't have the Rams anymore.
Right? But I'm glad they got him when they did.
Coming up, the Bills anyway, the Lions.
Yeah.
So Bills at Lions. Bills, you could look at it as being, they might be really frosty going into that Detroit game, but that was a bit of a comeuppance. Holy man.
You know, and the Bills are always a handful anyway. And so with a depleted Detroit defense, I think that makes a little bit of difference because I don't think the Bills are going to take that game maybe as lightly as the Green Bay Packers did or be as conservative on the game plan going into that one. Now, let's talk about the NFC South, too, because, boy, that's a conundrum of a division right now. You've got the Buccaneers who are just kind of plodding along doing their thing. And then the Saints get a 3-point win yesterday over the Giants. Which
the Saints were at the Giants 14-11,
which is a weird score.
Not that anybody cares, but it was 14-3, and the Saints all over them. The Giants get a touchdown, a meaningless.
Derek Carr though injured. Yeah, he got the concussion, has a hand thing, so we don't know what his status is. And remember, Packers have the Saints in a couple of weeks.
Them.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
The Buccaneers at 7-6. I mean, that's just kind of the muddle division. Falcons at 6-7. Now they kind of played for a half anyway, but that's about it, really. The Buccaneers are going to back into the playoffs and be the number 4 seed, which they are not deserving of. I can't say the Seahawks are undeserving of the 3 seed.
No, I agree,
because they might beat the Packers. I mean, everyone is talking, what a ripoff, Packers, you know, so good in the 6 seed. Well, slow the roll a little bit.
I don't think you ever underestimate your opponent, and you never underestimate the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, you didn't during the Carroll days, Pete Carroll days, and I don't think you do with what they're building in Seattle once again. So I think everybody needs to go into that game with an open mind.
By the way, Maddie, I just did want to mention that as it sits right now, if it stays, the Commanders would be at Philadelphia to start the playoffs, which I like. I'll take Jaden Williams' chances again, or Jaden Daniels' chances again.
Absolutely.
Eagles. He had them kind of sort of on the ropes before Saquon Barkley went bananas in that last time they met. And the Packers would go, guess where? Right to Seattle, right where they're going Sunday night if things stay where it is. So, and then the Vikings at the Bucks. I don't know if I care who wins that game as long as it's a team that might have the best chance to win the next game.
Yes, absolutely. And then you look at and I guess we have to, because you got to look at the NFC East, but wow, that's a division. I mean, you've got the Cowboys that are just kind of whatever. I mean, they lost Dak Prescott. That's been kind of that's been an issue. Even before Dak went out, that team looked like a shell of themselves. The Packers kind of broke them last year in the playoffs. So you got spirit, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, you've got the Giants, who obviously that's a team that needs a complete rebuild. And I don't...
You got a distinction this year, the first team to be eliminated from playoff contention in the NFC, the Giants.
Well, there you go. Yay.
The Panthers are like, we're not going to be that team.
Yeah.
And boy, did they give the Eagles everything yesterday?
Yes, absolutely.
They should have won that game anyway.
Division games are always the best just because you never quite know what's going to happen. So, I mean, the NFC I don't want to say it's cemented because a lot could still happen. There's still injuries, but it looks like if the Packers can pull out at least 3 more wins, I mean, there's a good chance that they're going to, you know, go in as a wild card. So that
Three spots are cemented pretty much with the Lions, Eagles, and Seahawks. Those, I don't see that changing. Buccaneers at 4, probably they'll win the dreadful NFC South. And then it'll be Vikings, Packers, Commanders, and any kind of – the Packers, if they did fall to 7.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to Philadelphia, and then you'll definitely have to play the Eagles and the Lions and win both of those games at those places. So,
yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, maybe hopefully they come out, and hopefully the Thursday night was a wake up call for them as well, as we said on Friday. Now, quickly, as we wrap up here this morning, any surprises you think in the AFC? I personally am kind of impressed with Russell Wilson and the Steelers. That's a fun team. They're building some stuff over there. I don't know if it's a long term solution, but OK, we'll go with it.
They do actually, crazy as it sounds, play some complimentary football.
Yeah, they do.
I give Mike Tomlin credit because the defense to the rescue quite often, especially when the offense is struggling. Like early in the game, Russell Wilson couldn't, you know, hit a bull in the butt with a banjo, but he figured it out a little bit. Yep. They're 10-3, and at some point, I got to quit saying 10-3 Steelers. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
they're better than the Texans. They're probably better than the Chargers. Chargers, if they have a run game, are dangerous. If not, they're the Chargers.
Yep.
But then you got the Ravens sitting at the sixth seed, just like the Packers at the sixth seed. Ravens and Packers, and there are a lot of people who thought Ravens and Packers could have been the Super Bowl or might still be the Super Bowl.
They could. We've seen wild card teams do it before. No, I agree. I don't know. The Ravens are a little disjointed to me when I watch them play. I still think Lamar tries to do too much and forgets that he has other players around him and puts too much on himself, I think, sometimes, which is why I think you see them get into some long yardage situations sometimes. But, you know, I guess the Steelers were surprising to me because you never quite know what you're going to get from Russell Wilson. That's been kind of, you know, especially after his tenure in Denver. I couldn't think of the town. There was D names going all through my head, and Denver was not coming. So after his tenure there, he also had a lot to prove. So it's good. I think it's good to see him. And I always have respect for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and what they've done there. They're always a well coached team. The Texans.
They're easy to root for, by the way. For me,
they are.
For what it's worth in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson and the Steelers are playing the Ravens or the I'm looking for the Steelers upset. Why not?
I think the Texans have been surprising just because of how good C.J. Stroud was last year. Not really capturing the same magic this year. But I guess the rest of the AFC is not really that surprising to me. The one thing I will say is even though the Chiefs have a very good record, my Max does not think they're for real this year. He is not sold that they are going to be the representatives of the AFC in the Super Bowl. He's like, maybe only because they still are the echelon, because the AFC has taken a nosedive as far as comparison to how good the AFC versus the NFC is. But he said, honestly, if you get a team who gets hot at the right time, as we were talking earlier, he's like, I don't know if the Chiefs can do it. He's like, they just don't look like they have the same firepower. He's like, Kelce is kind of an afterthought, or the guy that, maybe we should get him the ball. He's like, that defense has been suspect for a couple of years, where they've had some big gaps. And he's like, I just don't know if Patrick Mahomes has the weapons that he has had in the past to make a Super Bowl run. He's like, of course, they're the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes does amazing things, kind of like Rodgers did. So he's like, I probably will eat my words. But he's like, right now, I don't know if they're the team. So I thought that was a good, interesting take for my kid.
It's been really, really a struggle belying their record to score points. The defense has been fine, and the defense and special teams are the two reasons the Chiefs are have such a gaudy record. But and Mahomes, because in clutch times, doesn't make mistakes, and he'll pull a game out, whether it's 38-35 or 19-17, you know. But but I do think they're flawed. I think Max is – Isaiah Pacheco, having him not there for a lot of the season, the run game never really came together. And it is a bit of a war of attrition. I know Xavier Worthy can run like the wind and all that, but – they had so much speed on the edge and the perimeter on offense that any little completion that Mahomes could buy just a half a tick for the receiver was a touchdown or a big play. And that has not been clicking. And you're right, the tight end has been lesser than two. So, you know,
it's going to be interesting.
And it's hard. It's hard if they.
It is.
But I would never want to bet against Andy Reid because you talk about teams getting it right and coming together. They clearly are aware of what their problems and flaws are.
Yes.
It doesn't mean they'll get it fixed or they have the personnel to get it fixed.
Right.
But you can bet Spagnuolo and Andy and the gang in Kansas City, they know exactly how they're going to lose if they lose and what they need to do to try to prevent it and then go.
Yep, absolutely. No, and that's what Max said. He's like, I think in playoff time, Patrick Mahomes becomes Patrick Mahomes. He's like, I think they get it together. But he's like, right now, he's like, I don't know if I'd put money on him if I was, you know, going to bet. He's like, I don't know if I'd put my money on the Chiefs right now. So it's going to be interesting down the stretch. This is always a fun time of the year. Now, with that being said, we kind of did a quick around the horn there today about what's going on in the league. And you and I are actually going to talk again Friday as we get ready for Sunday night football. As we mentioned, the Packers will be traveling to Seattle to take on the division leaders in the West. And probably, as we also said, just keeping, you know, fans' eyes a little more open this week. Probably not going to be as easy as I think a lot of people thought maybe this game was going to be.
No. In fact, Maddie, I would say that if they win Sunday night, and then again, depending on the manner with which they do it, if they do it, it would pose the question, is this the marquee win that they've been, you know, haven't had yet? And I would say it's their best win on the schedule, I would think, to that
point. Yes, absolutely. No, I totally agree. And we're going to talk about more of that on Friday morning. Hopefully we have a little bit clearer look at some of the injuries that they sustained last week and maybe some of these guys getting healthy coming back. And we'll get into all of that Friday morning here on Hanging with Hobble. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. You have a fantastic week. And again, we will talk Friday morning as we get ready for Seattle. Hanging with Hovel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Raise a little thing called love. Raise a little thing called love. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 24. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 29. Here is Toto on Max FM.
Max FM.
99.7.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me. Take you home where we can be.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Don't forget you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Tap on Max Mouse for 99.7 Max FM. Here is Roxette on Max FM.
But that love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart, there's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard, their
shadows searching in the night.
Streetlights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my feel. Everybody
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our fifth big deal of Christmas. Half off a $50 certificate to Back Row at Baraboo Motors. Today and today only, just $25. The certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by CeeLo Green on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo. This event will be both Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it runs from noon until 6 p.m. with the first 50 guests receiving a special gift. And the next day, it'll be Plaid Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Over 60 artisans at this event, plus shopping bags. They'll have Santa visits at 5 p.m. on Friday. The Wandering Baraboo Village Carolers will be performing from 2:30 until 3:30 also on Friday. And for all of the details, be sure to visit theverymerryholidayfair.com. Again, this will be Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, noon until 6 on Friday the 13th, and 9 until 4 on Plaid Saturday the 14th. Also celebrate the season at the Van Orden Mansion with the Christmas at the Mansion event. This three-day experience is filled with warmth, charm, and cheer of the holiday season. Throughout the historic Van Orden Mansion in Baraboo, 10 real Christmas trees and the rooms they are set in will be taking inspiration from this year's theme, A Wisconsin Christmas. This year on Friday the 13th from 7 until 9 p.m., there'll be a happy hour experience at the mansion that night with wine, beer, and snacks. To get your tickets, learn all the details, and even see pictures of the past Christmas at the Mansion event, be sure to check out SaukCountyHistory.org. And don't forget, this time of year, there are so many other holiday events all over the area. Be sure to check out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunshine this morning becoming a little breezier by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-40s with winds southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later today. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit colder with a high of only 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with you.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Here is Dire Straits on Max FM. We'll be right back.
the guitar. I should have learned to play them drums. Look at that mama, she got it sticking in the cameraman. And we could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average teen? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a bold Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student. If you all, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny.